This story is read by Gordon Pirrie. Private William George Law Howie, service number 1722 of the 2nd Australian Pioneers. William George Law Howie was born at Bog Hall, St Martin's, Perthshire, on the 1st of April 1876. He was the fourth of 10 children born to William and Isabella Howie, who were married in Bridgend, Perth, in August 1867. When William was five, the family lived in Abbey Road, Scone, and his father had retired, having previously been a farmer of 130 arable acres at Upper Bog Hall, St Martin's. William's father died in May 1895. William was educated at Covent's Public School in Duddingston, Midlothian. In 1901, he was lodging with the Petey family in Edinburgh and employed as a law clerk. 10 years later, William was still in Edinburgh and his occupation was law clerk with Writers to the Signet. Before this, he had been an apprentice clerk for 3 years with J. McCash and Sons in Perth. In 1913, William emigrated to Australia. He joined the 2nd Pioneers Battalion, Australian Imperial Force, on the 1st of February 1915 in Melbourne and signed his attestation on the 8th of February. At the time, he was lodging with a Mrs. Baker at 6 Northcote Road, Armidale, Victoria, and was employed as a typist and shorthand clerk. He gave his age as 32, when in fact he was 39. From February 1915 to March 1916, William was a sergeant in N Company, while the battalion was still in Australia. But once they left the country, he reverted to sapper. On the 8th of April 1916, William left Melbourne on His Majesty's Australian Transport, HMAT, Aeneas, bound for Alexandria in Egypt. He was attached to the Australian Records Section for a short time, but on the 23rd of May 1916, he left for England on board the Corsica and arrived in Plymouth on the 11th of June 1916. From there, he was posted to various training camps at Perham Downs and Lark Hall in Wiltshire and was promoted to acting sergeant, becoming a permanent cadre in the Pioneer Training Battalion. On the 20th of August 1916, he reverted to the ranks and left Southampton as a private in the 2nd Pioneers. He landed at Le Havre on the 21st of August 1916, and by 26th he had joined his unit in the field. The pioneer's job was to perform engineering and construction tasks, for example building field fortification, military camps, roads and bridges. The 2nd Pioneer Battalion saw action at Pozières and Mouquet Farm in mid-1916, and Bullecourt and the Third Battle of Ypres in 1917. In September 1917, the 2nd Pioneers were in the Hooge area of Belgium. The following is an extract from 2nd Pioneer Battalion's war diary of the 20th of September 1917. Ypres, 20th September. Brigade attack and advance on wire front by our division and others on either flank. Our battalion had parties maintaining Cambridge Road and New Road, also tramway from Cambridge Road to southeast of Bellevarde Ridge. In afternoon, sent out parties to make extension of road formation over north end of Bellevarde Ridge and on to Vesthoek. About 200 yards of full-width road formation completed when party shelled off job. Later, night parties completed 6 feet of mule track to Vesthoek. 7 other ranks killed in action, 10 other ranks wounded and 2 other ranks wounded with unit. William George Law Howie was killed during the enemy shelling on 20th of September 1917. He was initially buried in Westhoek Cemetery, close to where he fell. Later, he was reburied in Plot 1, Row H, Grave 8 of Hooge Crater Cemetery, which is 4 kilometres east of Ypres. As requested by his mother, his gravestone is inscribed with the words, "In ever-loving memory." He is also remembered on panel 72 on the commemorative area of the Australian War Memorial in Canberra. William was 41 years old. He was awarded the One Star Medal, the British War Medal, and the Victory Medal. We will remember them.